Please welcome Harish and Philip for the next presentation.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome all to this presentation. My name is Harish. I am working with Samsung, and I, along with Philip from Intel, we are going to talk about Tizen Telephony 2.1 framework and what are the new features in 2.1 release. So let's see what all we have in the agenda today. I'm going to talk about introduction about the telephony framework, what are the architecture and its components, the building blocks. After that, Philip is going to cover what are the new features in 2.1 release related to telephony. He is also going to talk about the call flows related to initialization, boot up, and the request response processing. And then again, I'll talk about what are the efforts needed to port telephony on any of the Tizen devices. And then we'll briefly talk about what are the future work what we have planned for ourselves in the telephony framework area for 3.0 release. Okay, so let's get started. Tizen Telephony offers rich functionality to its users. Functionalities related to voice call, message servicing, including cell broadcast, SMS, supplementary services, in-call, call-independent, USSD, services related to SIM phone book, SIM reading, SIM elementary files, updations, phone books related to SDN, AFDN, FDNs, and CAD services and proactive command handling. It also supports data call sessions related to activation, deactivation, and also network-assisted AGPS services. Along with this, it offers network services and manual registration and automatic registration, as well as radio access technology selections for LTE, 2G, and 3G networks currently. Telephony is a plugin-based architecture, and it is modem agnostic. That means it can work with any of the modems, provided that we port it for a specific modem and the modem interface drivers. So we call this modem agnostic because the applications need not bother much about the change of the modem. And the framework is very flexible, and it's easily customizable. Any OEM can quickly develop the plugins needed for its specific modem and for hardware interfaces, and then it can reuse most of the other telephony framework to reduce time to the market. The framework has been thoroughly verified, and all the components which offer services to the telephony users has been successfully verified on these Tizen reference devices along with the Intel Medfield devices. And all the telephony features has been tested in various live air networks in various locations like France, Korea, India, and China, etc., on various live air networks. And the modification and the verification has happened on IMC modem XMM6262. It is based on Apache license, which frees any of the licensing burden for OEMs, and they can hide their proprietary technologies and proprietary interfaces or IPC, which they use between the application processor and modem. And very importantly, there is a reference plugin available, and this plugin is based on the AT command standards using 3GPP 27.007. If any of the OEM is using AT command as an IPC language between APC and the modem, then the reference plugin which is available with the 2.1 release can be taken as it is, and then it can be quickly marketed. If the interface is something else, if interface is not AT command, 3GPP standard, if OEM is using its proprietary standard, still he can look at the reference plugin and then quickly understand what all things he needed in order to port the telephony on his device. So let's talk about the architecture, what are the various components. Before we enter into the architecture, some of the definitions which we are going to use. So core objects, these are the executable components which offers services for a specific telephony modules. They are bundle of functions and databases designed to service the requests for a specific modules. The template core objects, these are non-executable components, but using the cloning mechanism, which Philip is going to cover in 2.1 features in the coming time, using this mechanism, the template core objects can be converted into the, can be cloned to a executable core object to offer the service. So this is analogous to like any class in the C++ programming language. And then core objects are real runtime objects which offers the service. HL is the abstraction level which hides the communication channel with the modem, as well as it hides the hardware interface which is used between the application processor and modem. So hooks are some of the mechanism to provide tapping such that any of the core objects can figure out the current state, or they can tap on any of the notification in order to know the current state. Like call a core object can top, can hook onto the notifications for modem state to figure out whether it's in the right state in order to service the request or not. So along with this, I want to talk about two more definitions which we are going to use in the coming time. One is a communication processor. So modem is inside the communication processor, which is CP. So we are going to reuse the word CP or modem. Application processor is where the most of the Tizen stack will be there. So we call this as AP. And then there is a communication protocol, which is used as IPC between AP and CP, or AP and modem in order to communicate. So AT command is one such example. So if we talk about the Tizen architecture, it is clubbed into three various components, and the components are telephony library, which has TAPI library, as well as core telephony library, which we call as LibTCore. And then four type of plugins are there, which offers the services to telephony users, and then telephony server, which is the main manager and manages all these components. We are going to cover this in detail in the coming slides. This is the system overview of Tizen telephony. These are the clients of telephony, and they are interfacing with the TAPI library in order to access the services offered by the telephony. This dotted line is the server boundary, telephony server. So telephony server is a collection of various type of plugins. Freestyle plugin, communicator, modem plugin, modem interface plugin. And then this telephony framework, this is the boundary, and then it is interfacing with the modem through modem interface plugin. So there are hardware drivers which are lying here, so the modem interface plugin takes care of abstracting those hardwares. And then there are freestyle plugins which interfaces with external components for information related to setting, storage, etc., as well as for database. So they are called freestyle because you can change the implementation. Today it's DB, tomorrow it can be something else. So now when we talk a little bit more in detail about components, the TAPI library, it's a standard interface which is provided to the applications. So it's a function-based approach. So such that application need not worry too much about the IPC mechanism in case they have to interface with the server. So these are provided as simple functions, and functions are clubbed together in separate modules. So like call application will make use of call TAPI API library. Network or setting application will make use of network-related API libraries. Similarly, like SIM application, toolkit application will interface with the module library of SIM application toolkit. So this TAPI library, this executes in the application context, and it provides synchronous and asynchronous APIs depending on the requirement and the behavior of the specific telephony API. Then this is block diagram or the collection of LibTCore, which we call as a telephony core library. So it has various components, and this is the API framework which allows various telephony components to interact with each other. So a plugin, this is an API framework which provides the functionality to create various type of plugins, modem interface plugin or any freestyle plugin. Similarly, server APIs allows servers to be created and servers to be run. Communicator allows various type of communicators to be created so that the applications can interface with the telephony server. Similarly, storage provides a plugin to be developed for database or vconf related functionalities. Queues are there in order to make use of queues in case if you want to achieve the queuing mechanism. Utils are utility functions to convert data processor, data sizes from or data structures from one format to another format. HAL are abstraction, are the APIs to create HAL and then to send or receive the data from the HAL. Similarly, core object APIs are there to create core objects, to initialize the core objects, and to achieve the functionality of the core objects. And then we have an AT module also. This module takes care of constructing the AP commands, AT commands, and then deparsing the AT commands when you get the response from the. CMUX achieves allows us to parallelly or concurrently process multiple requests at the same time. So Philip is going to cover like what are the various type of MUX we have in 2.1 release, kernel MUX and internal MUX. So we covered about API libraries, and now covered about libraries level. Now let's talk about what are various type of plugins here for telephony. So the first type of plugin is communicator plugin. This plugin allows interfacing between application and the telephony server or the framework. This plugin is based on the Dbus interface currently, which is used as IPC between telephony and applications. So next plugin is modem plugin. So this is very important plugin. It allows, the job of this plugin is to get the request coming from the applications and translate it to the communication protocol which is being used between application processor and the modem. Suppose if we are using AT command as a communication protocol between application processor and modem, so this core object, what it will do is the, when the request is coming from the application tell dial call, this core object is responsible for converting this tell dial call to ATD. So similarly, various core objects are responsible to translate the requests which are coming from applications to the communication protocol mechanisms. And similarly, responses also are handled in this. They take care of translating the response back to the telephony API type of structures. Next is modem interface plugin. This abstracts the HAL or the hardware interface layer, and this hides all the hardware complexity from the modem plugin so that they are independent of any of the hardware changes or any of the driver modem drivers which are currently being used as an interface between application processor and modem. So these three are mandatory plugins for any of the telephony functionality to achieve, and they are doing designated specific jobs. Along with these three mandatory plugins, we have freestyle type of plugins. So these freestyles are not mandatory, but they are doing specific functions like packet service. If you see data call related applications, data call related services like activation, deactivations are handled here. PDB context management and the storage, etc. is handled by this. Similarly, for vconf and database, we have freestyle based plugins. And then we have, this is a 2.1 feature where we have provided a standard AT command-based freestyle plugin. This is a template core object such that it contains the pre-designated functionality. Suppose for voice call, it is the call core object is handling the translation already. So for tell dial is translated to ATD in this. So if a modem, if an OEM is using AT command as an interface between AP and modem, he can reuse the freestyle plugin using the cloning and overriding functionality which Philip is going to cover in the coming slides. So this is how all of the plugins look like if they are clubbed together. So last slide on the architecture, which talks about the telephony server. This is the runtime view of the telephony server. This is when the system is running. So the telephony daemon creates the server, and then server has references to all type of plugins. So these plugins are developed by the OEM vendors, but telephony server is managing them. So the plugins has reference to modem plugin, in modem interface plugin, communicator plugin, as well as various other type of freestyle plugin which can be developed by an OEM vendor. And then this manages the, for each of the modem, there is a structure, modems. So this object takes care of mapping for a specific modem, what is the name of the CP or the modem name, what is the modem plugin which is being used by this specific modem, and what is the modem interface plugin which hides the abstractions or HAL abstraction, or which has ported the modem drivers. So all this club together are forming a tuple, and then this is being used when you serve any request coming from the up direction. See, the server knows where it has to route the request and where it has to get the response and where it has to send the response. So this is a runtime view, and this talks about architecture. So I'll now invite Philip to talk about 2.1 features and call flows.
So yes, I will speak about the features and evolution brought along with the Tizen 2.1 release. So the first consideration to evolve this framework is about scalability. We know that the Tizen framework is based on a modular design to accommodate with different phone modules. So our Tizen framework can operate across different modems, across different hardware architecture. But what about when we have modems from the same vendor, but across different interfaces? And that's precisely the case here. We have two modems from the same vendor, and one is using a KF interface, the other one is using a serial TTY interface. So from the modem plugin, it should not make any difference, because both are using the same communication protocol with the modem. In practice, it was not the case. We couldn't reuse the same modem plugin. So the first consideration was to make the modem plugin, to abstract completely the modem plugin from the hardware. And for that, we removed all the HL consideration in the modem plugin, so that it makes no difference regarding the way we are communicating with the modem. We removed also from the modem plugin all the logic regarding the network interface configuration. This is now done by the modem interface. The modem plugin is calling the modem interface to plug the data stream according the hardware configuration. So the second consideration for the Tizen 2.1 release features was to avoid code duplication. We want to avoid, in fact, to copy a modem plugin just because the modem has a few differences. And that's precisely why we introduced the core object cloning mechanism. So it's more easy to create a modem plugin by copying a modem plugin from a working reference design, and just modify it to suit the requirement to our hardware. But to avoid this copy, we and especially when we are using 80 command-based functions, we are processing through the cloning of ready-to-use template core objects. So what is a template core object? It's first a set of operations, and with the Tizen 2.1 release, we have as a reference a template plugin which is called Tel Plugin 80 Standard, which is in fact the repository of all the core objects which are making use of 80 command. 80 command. So the template core objects are stored in the server during the initialization of the template core object plugin, and the template core object needs to be cloned by the modem plugin to create an executable core object. Of course, to comply with the specifics of our platform, of our hardware platform, we need to override some standard operations. And this is done by the overriding mechanism. So, in fact, the vendor we can override standard operations to meet vendor specific operations, and to fill also gaps because the standard is not giving all the operations. And the same consideration apply for callbacks for notification. They can be also overrided. So the Tizen 2.1 release is also enhancing the MUX support. We can use now either the internal implementation found in LibTechCore, or we can use the kernel MUX driver. So if I come back to the benefits of the multiplexer, I will say that the multiple channels allows to get a smoother usage of modem services, and the concurrent request per features are allows a better user experience because we are executing in parallel the request instead of serially. So there is no blocking point, and so the MUX is providing channels for the different core objects. So if I decide to enable the internal MUX, this is implemented in the LibTechCore library. Then, as I said, the modem plugin doesn't need to know about the underlying details of the system. So the internal MUX must be enabled by the modem interface plugin. This was not the case before. The modem interface plugin so is enabling the MUX, and the MUX is providing a number of virtual channels, and for each virtual channel, a logical HL is created. And now we have a list of logical HL to process in parallel all the requests. We need to assign this request to the core objects. And again, assignment should not be done by the modem plugin or by LibTekor, because in fact the assignment is something related to the modem configuration. Some channels are dedicated to special functions. We may have a channel dedicated for GPS, for example. So yes, the channel assignment must be done in the modem interface plugin, and this is done through the mapping table. Mapping table is doing the link between HL and the core object type. But if we want to enable the kernel mux, again, this is done by the modem interface plugin. The kernel mux is an open source implementation, it exposes a number of serial TTY devices. So in this case, we are creating, at least the modem interface is creating a number of physical HL. Here we are speaking about physical because we are based on physical device nodes. And again, whose physical HL must be assigned to the core object through the mapping table. So to summarize, in fact, the modem plugin becomes an hardware agnostic plugin. Modem plugin has nothing to do else than translating the request between the framework to the modem. And so the modem plugin has no the modem plugin can work independently to the of the modem interface. So here we have an example of a single line communication with the modem. Here we have two dev nodes to communicate with the modem. It doesn't make difference for the modem plugin. If we want to enable the kernel mux to enable the mux, either we have the kernel mux here or the internal mux here. And again, this underlying configuration doesn't make difference for the modem plugin. So the modem interface plugin is there to as the adaptation layer, and it facilitates the communication between the modem plugin and the modem. Now about CoFlows, it's just to understand quickly how the framework behaves. So let's start with the boot up sequence. So when the server starts, it loads a set of plugins placed on the basic folder, and then each time we are loading a plugin, like the communicator plugin, a plugin item is added in the list. Here we are loading the template core object plugin and the modem interface plugin. All those plugins are ordered in the list according to their priority. The modem interface has the lowest priority. And we are initializing the plugins then according to the priority list. So when we are initializing, we are calling the coordinate entry point. For the communicator, we are creating the communicator object. And for the template core object plugin, we are creating or registering template core object in the server. So as the lowest priority, we are calling the init function of the modem interface plugin. So what happens now when we are initializing the modem interface plugin? It starts first to create a physical HL in order to set up the communication with the modem. If the setup is fine, then it means that the modem is present, so we can register a modem in the server side. But it doesn't mean that the modem is responsive, so we need to check the modem state and to check if the modem is ready to process. And then we can optionally set up the MUX and assign all the logical or physical HL to the core object type by doing the mapping table setup. Finally, the modem interface has to load or to request the server to load the modem plugin, which is corresponding to the hardware. So the server loads the modem plugin, and the modem plugin has to create the or to clone the core objects according the mapping table, because we will create only the core objects which are supported by the modem. For example, we won't create a SimToolKit core object if the modem is not SimToolKit capable. And then the server is broadcasting an event to the communicator in order to create the interfaces for each core object created. Quickly, regarding the application request sequence, each time an application call an API, the function call consists in sending, in fact, a telephony message to the telephony server. And in our reference design, we are using a D-bus communicator as an intercommunication for the intercommunication. Inter-process communication. So now the communicator can create a user request based on the modem name and based on the communicator object. It dispatches this user request to the server, and the server has to find, in fact, which plugin is associated with this modem, and which core object is associated with the common request based on the core object type. Then the server dispatches the user request to the modem plugin to the core object of the modem plugin. The core object calls the functions in charge of translating the TAPI request into modem request. So we are creating a pending request, which is stored in a queue, and when the modem is ready, we can send the data to the modem. For solicited response, the response is first distinguished from the notification by the modem interface. So if the response is the final one, then we are retrieving the user request from the HL queue, and we are emitting the pending response to the modem plugin, which in turn process the response callback, which is parsing the response and preparing the user response to be sent to the application layer through the communicator. And finally, regarding the unsolicited response, so the events are again distinguished from the response by the modem interface, and the modem plugin has to dispatch this event, this notification to the core object, which is registered for such event. And the core object is processing the notification callback, And we are dispatching again this notification to the server. We may invoke hook functions, which are useful if additional plugins want to be informed about this event. Otherwise, we are broadcasting this this event to the application layer through the communicator. So now. So now Harish will give you some guidelines regarding the how to port, in fact, the telephony on your hardware.
So as we talked about, what are the efforts needed to port telephony and or a specific modem for an OEM or a manufacturer? So as we talked about in the earlier architectures in discussions, an OEM has to implement at least two plugins, basically. So one is modem interface plugin, and another is a modem plugin. So modem plugin, as Philip also explained, the call source, it's responsible for converting the user request into the communication protocol message and then interfacing with the modem interface plugin. So for in order to develop any of the plugin, this is the entry functions, basically, for any of the plugin to be registered in the telephony framework. So it's a descriptor table where we, name of the plugin needs to be mentioned, priority of the plugin needs to be mentioned, because the plugins are low, initialized as per the priority of theirs. And then there is a version for it to track, to keep a track of what all changes has gone inside this. And then entry loading functions as well and initialization functions. And then there are function pointers to uninitialize or unload also. So vendors can customize each and every telephony plugins like FreeStyle plugin or communicator plugin or modem interface or modem plugins. It's as per their needs, basically, or it's as per their modems. So it all depends on what communication protocols you are going to use or what is the hardware modem. Modem drivers you are using. So it all depends on them. So it's not mandatory that all the plugins needs to be changed. If an OEM is using AT-based communication mechanism or communication protocol, he can reuse the modem plugin which is already available as a reference in 2.1 at least. And these are the roles which modem plugin and modem interface plugin which are developed by a vendor has to perform. So this is somewhat similar to what is explained by Philip in the call flow. So the modem interface plugin is responsible for creating the physical hall and then opening the modem drivers and then creating the various core objects and then associating with them with the specific logical hall or physical hall according to whether kernel mux or an internal mux is used. And then mapping table is updated so that core objects knows to which hall they have to send the data, or on from which hall they can get the response. And then they will request server to load specific modem plugin. Because the modem interface plugin knows like what is the communication method being used by the modem and then which is the right modem to be used. And then the roles of modem plugin it has to initialize the core object, and if it is using the communication protocol as defined in the template core object, it can just clone and it can override if it has specific implementation as per the OEM requirements. And from that point onwards, telephony functionalities are ready to be processed. Okay, so this is the last slide about this presentation. So in this we are covering like what all we are working on for Tizen 3.0 release. So currently we are not, the UDEV is not currently evolved to support plug and play kind of modems. So when we have to support, when the Tizen Note PC or the laptop profile is enabled, then we need to have this profile, this support in the telephone in order to detect plug and play modems. And then the next item is related to VoLTE support. So as we know, IMS is an enabler for VoLTE. So in order to support IMS, we need to have APIs and the functionalities related to iSIM authentication, iSIM file reading, etc. So the most of the iSIM related porting will come here and the functionalities related to iSIM applications. And then currently we are supporting only LTE, 2G, 3G modems. So there is a demand and there is a need to support CDMA-based modems also. So most of the CSIM-related functionalities needs to be there, and some of the specific CDMA-related functionality needs to be implemented in the telephony framework. And then this multi-SIM is quite popular, like dual SIM. In China, there are 4 SIMs phones also available. So in order for any platform to penetrate in Asian markets or where the demand is there for multiple SIMs, this is a very important task which we have defined ourselves for Tizen 3.0 release. So with this, we conclude our presentations, and we invite people, anybody to ask questions or anything if you have related to this. Yeah, please.
Because of time limitation, we'll take only one question. Sorry.
What about IP telephony? You guys planning to provide SIP stacks, codecs, voice over IP?
Can you please repeat the question?
The question is about IP telephony.
Okay.
Voice over IP. Is there plans to provide SIP stack, for example, codecs?
Okay. So that is not part of telephony, basically, SIP stack, etc., because it comes into the IP domain or the IMS, it's various enabler. So when it comes to telephony, we will be working on the iSIM-related functionality mostly. But IMS-related, it's a different question, basically. Whether the SIP stack will be there, who is going to port the SIP stack for the Tizen. Correct? That's your question, correct?
Yeah, so far, no definite plans?
No. In today's date, it's not there, but there are some discussions ongoing to support IMS as well as the SIP stack in the coming 3.0. But at the moment, we do not have any concrete picture. Maybe we can take one more question. Last question.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Actually, I have two, but the time limitation, I will ask one thing. So I saw that you are supporting multiple modem, A and B,
yes.
But why it should be the same vendor coming from same vendor?
So it need not to be from the same vendor. I mean, this we just explained, basically. If the vendor is same, the modem plugin will be same. It all depends on the communication protocol, what is being used. If there are two modems on board, basically, on the device, if there are two modem enabled, so it all depends. If both the modems are using the same communication protocol, we can have two separate, we can clone two separate copies of modem interface plugin, modem plugin, and we can work with two modems simultaneously. But currently, the applications, the TAPI library is not exposed or it's not evolved to work with two modems at the moment.
So you mean that it should not be the same vendor, but you support the multiple modem,
yes,
concurrently, right?
Yes.
So is it already implemented?
No, it is. I mean, we have not verified it, but the framework is capable to support multiple modems. Mm-hmm. But we have not integrated with the applications, and we have not verified it yet.
Okay,
so
thanks.
So we'll be working on this also.
Okay, thanks for coming, and please give a big applause to speakers.
Thank you.